Welcome to the At-Large Technology Task Force call held on Monday, the 23rd of May, 2016 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Daniel Nahagaga, Rapid Sun, Olivia Crippen-LeBlond, Harold Arco, Gordon Chillicott, Satish Babu, Stuart Clark, David Nanti-Luxi, and Kalabazi Howard. I have listed apologies from Sarah Kidden, Juan Manuel Rojas, Alfredo Cauldron, and Ali Al-Michel. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Karina A., Butch Fummer, Ariel Liang, Natalie Peregrine, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Dave.
Thank you very much, and welcome everyone to the At-Large Technology Task Force call. We do have a packed agenda as usual, so let's get right to it. We have ICANN staff introduction of Mark Siegel and Karina Ace, who are on the calls. Can I call on either Mark or Karina to take the floor?
Hi, Dave. This is Karina. Thank you for the introduction. Glad to be here. This is my first At-Large Technology Task Force call, so it is great to meet everyone here. I am going to be working closely with Dave, with our staff, with Mark and the IT, on acting as a product manager on the Black Willow mailing list issues and finding a solution for their needs. So I'm coming up to speed, and Mark has introduced us to Dave last week, so I'm glad to officially meet all of you on this call, and I look forward to working with you.
And this is Dave. Welcome, Karina, to this, and we're looking forward to working with you on all our various technology issues facing the at-large community. So thanks for that. Mark, do you want to say a few words?
And Dave, okay. This is Terry. It looks like Mark just lost his connection.
I thought he was in the AC room, but all right. Well, when the Black Willow mailing list issues comes up, so I'm sure he'll have an opportunity to speak again on that.
Yes.
Okay. We also probably want to introduce another person when we talked about the Black Willow mailing list issues. I think Butch Fremmer, who is also on the call, but we'll get to that when we come to the Black Willow mailing list issues. Okay. So let's just to go through the action items, and let me just bring this up. We do have seemingly have quite a lot of action items, and it's amazing how time flies. So, but we do need to work with closely with the other TTF co-chairs to close these down. But let's just walk through them very quickly. Dave Nantel, I think, to add the screencast regarding the tracking update on wiki pages, not complete, and it will be done this week. Josh Balch to report back on the issue regarding MP4 conversion. We can mark this as complete. In fact, I think Josh contacted us right after the last technology task force call and got enabled the conversion of recordings to MP4 within 24 hours after that call. So that's marked as complete. The TTF co-chairs to invite volunteer staff from other organizations to share their captioning experience. That hasn't been done as yet. TTF co-chairs to review the cross-community working group principle of framework draft report and to decide on the next step. This also has not been done. Dave and Antal asking to follow with IT staff with regard to the Black Willow mailing list bugs. This is, I guess, we can mark this as complete. We had an introductory call with Corina as Karina said last week, just to go over what's going to be happening with the LACRADO mailing list. And we'll be reporting on that later on in the agenda. So that's complete. Okay, well, I think this is a duplication of the other action item, which is to review the cross-community working group principle of framework draft report. So we can probably remove that one. Actually, that's the next one. TTF coaches to decide on which conferencing chat tool to test. We'll bring it, I'm going to raise this in the discussion on the Atlas 2 recommendations. So we'll tackle that on this call. Okay. Myself and Ariel to revise the action item regarding idea scale and Zoom and link it to the correct Atlas 2 recommendation. Ariel, we'll probably work on that either later today to see if we can just finish off that item. Dave and Antelope seem to work on the AI related to remote hub documentation and add suggestions and invite persons such as Jason Hines to contribute to the remote hub documentation. That's incomplete. And again, I'm going to be looking to try to send that out later this week. Okay. All right. And TTF co-chairs to work on a message for outreach for ACSOs to join the task force. This is pending until the review of the cross-community working group principle of framework draft report. On the last call, it was expressed that, you know, I mean, we couldn't really do this outreach call because we needed to review what the principles were that were set in the principle of framework draft report. And so we needed to study that and make sure any outreach message or outreach call to other ACs and SOs will fall in line with those principles. Okay, so I think that covers those action items. Any comments or questions? Okay, seeing none. Okay, so let's just move on to the next agenda item, which is the update on at-large technology issues. So the at-large technologies issues page, the wiki page is meant to track possible technology-related issues noted by the TTF and the at-large community for raising with at-large staff. There's been several updates to this, so let's just quickly go through them. And if you noted, I tried to put a status of the issue as either being resolved, not resolved, or in progress. I guess let's work on the ones that got updated this week. And that is the ability to export Adobe Connect recordings from Flash. What has happened is that Josh, after the feedback on last week's call, enabled the feature in Adobe Connect to allow for the admins to save recordings in MP4 format. And so this means that the Adobe Connect recordings, which are normally just made available as FLV, which is a Flash video file, and therefore not accessible on mobile devices because mobile devices don't have Flash, we can now export these videos to MP4 and make them accessible to mobile devices. It's also a much smaller file size compared to our FLV file. So this was done, and Ariel and Terry have been doing some testing on this conversion process. So perhaps either Ariel, perhaps you want to just say a few words on how that testing has what was the results of the testing?
Thanks, Dave. This is Ariel for the record. The testing to convert the recording to MP4 was not a difficult process, and the only kind of catch is we have to play the recording from the beginning to the end without minimizing the window. And so that means we have to have a computer always running to play the recording in order to save it as MP4. And if we don't do that, the file cannot be saved properly. And then once we save it, we can upload that to YouTube. But then there's an issue is when we upload the MP4 to YouTube, the entire recording was duplicated. And then the length is double the length for the visual part. But then the audio part will only play for the original length. And then the duplicate part will have no audio. And I think it's some kind of a bug or issue in YouTube. And it's a known issue, but I don't think it has been resolved. So so we need to try to figure out ways how to upload MP4 to YouTube more efficiently without running into that same issue again. And then the next part of the testing is to simply save the video into the FLV file and then try to upload that to YouTube and see how that goes. But right now, the Adobe Connect is having some bug, and we cannot save the recording. And that's also a known issue. So once that's resolved, we will test that again. So that's in progress. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave. And, well, I've just pasted the link of the MP4 file in the chat, so a person can download it. The size of the file is 111 megabytes. So persons can download it. And again, it was a very strange, as Ariel said, when we uploaded to YouTube, the video was duplicated twice. So the 1 hour call became a 2 hour call. And the audio was only heard on the first hour. So it was a very strange encoding. So the suggestion was for, well, perhaps maybe YouTube could accept the FLV file better and do the conversion properly. One of the challenges with the MP4 files is that, okay, the files are smaller, but the challenge is it's not easily can be added to the wiki unless there was some sort of filing system for the MP4 recordings that ICANN could make on a separate server, and then we just link to those MP4 files. Hence the idea of, you know, well, let's take those recordings and put it on YouTube. And at least on YouTube, well, we could easily link to it. YouTube is very accessible in terms of apps for all the media, mobile devices, etc., and it's obviously very accessible on desktops as well. And thanks, Ariel, for posting the link to the YouTube video that we uploaded and had to edit using the YouTube editor to just simply trim the video file. So that's a summary of where we are on this. At least there's some great progress, though, because the Adobe Connect recordings, I have to say, is very inaccessible, and it's actually a big frustration, you know, because we have a lot of content, a lot of recordings of capacity-building sessions, webinars, and, you know, it's not really easily seen by the at-large community, and it's harder to disseminate and share over social media. So, but there's some I have to say, it's good to see some progress in this. Any comments or questions? Okay. There's nothing to comment from Satish about good progress, but still some ways to go, indeed. All right. Moving on to the next technology issue. Another update has been the Lacrello mailing list issues. And just to note that, perhaps I should ask really Mark or Karina, if Mark is now back on the call, to just summarize what has been happening since Marrakesh on this. Mark or Karina, would either of you want to take the floor?
Hi, this is Mark. Sorry, I was having audio issues early in the call here. So since Marrakesh, we decided to make the BlackRailo mailing list a formal IT service. And what that means is that instead of it being this informal development effort that's gone on for the last several years, IT is now taking strides to bring it into our portfolio of services we support and treat it as we would any other service. So we've started assigning different resources to it. Yeah. Karina, obviously on the call here, is the product manager, which makes so that you guys have a direct contact for any questions you may have related to the mailing list or even any technical issues that come up. She could be your point of contact. I'm obviously the delivery manager, so I'm responsible for making sure the resources come together, and when we commit on a timeline, we're able to stand to that timeline. And then on the technical side, we're bringing resources together, a project manager, a developer, and QA, so that we can really give it the what it deserves for software development lifecycle. Right now, the only open item is trying to get a developer. It's a special developer that we're looking for, somebody who has MIME experience. The programming language is just a programming language, but having someone who really knows all the little intricacies of email is critical to that. So that's pretty much where we stand. Karina, did you want to add anything?
Thanks, Mark and Dave. This is Karina. I don't think so. I think that's pretty much the background. You know, since Marrakesh, that's what has been happening. We're kind of taking an approach of looking at this as an official service that we devote resources to. And, you know, as Mark said, we still need that developer resource with the MIME experience for bugs and ongoing support. But we will be in contact. I'll be in direct contact with Dave, reporting any updates we get as we go forward.
Great. Thanks, Karina. Thanks, Mark. This is Dave. And just to say that I'm delighted that the progress has been made on this issue and getting this issue formally recognized by ICANN. It was probably the reason that we had raised concerns that ICANN was not taking this as critically as it could have been. And hence, we had filed a budget request for the FY17 budget. So it looks like a lot of what we've been asking for in the budget, asking for dedicated resources, is now coming to bear. And I look forward to ensuring that once a developer is hired, we can really start moving forward and tackling the remaining bugs, doing more testing, and implementing to replace the long-standing LACRALO mailing list translation tool, because it really has been a very difficult, long problem that has with many problems even today. So any comments or questions? Or what's going on? I'm seeing... Okay. Seeing no further comments or questions, just to look at any other technology issues, there are two issues that we haven't really looked at. One was submitted by Satish, and it was talking about the dialogue quality for most conference calls are quite poor and practically unintelligible for 60-70% of the time. The device used on my end is my mobile phone, which works okay for normal calls. Can something be done about this? And Satish also noted that the Adobe Connect audio in the Adobe Connect room is much better in listen-only mode, although it's somewhat noisy if I try to speak at peak hours. I know originally Natalie was supposed to schedule test calls with Adigo and Satish, but I don't think, and you know, Satish, you could probably confirm, I don't think that has been done as yet. Are you able to speak Satish, or you could probably type this in? Okay. Very well. Okay, so the test has not happened. So I know Natalie is now working with, has gotten very busy with GNS, so perhaps Ariel and Terry, perhaps we could work together to schedule the test call with Adigo and Satish. And we can, you know, update that as an action item. Okay. Great. Okay, and mind you, Satish, this is Dave. I mean, when you had opened your channel, it was quite noisy and a lot of static, but that's just hearing it from my end. Okay, but all right, let's try to see if we could schedule some test call with you, with Adigo, and see how we could sort out that problem. And maybe we can document this for other persons. Okay, and one of the other things that we haven't really looked at, and this is an observation I had posted, was regarding the remote participation in ICANN face-to-face meetings. What I noted was that since I had participated remotely in several of the ICANN face-to-face meetings, there are significant challenges in that, well, the Adobe Connect can only stream one audio channel, and typically it's the raw audio, meaning interpretation isn't heard. Persons wishing to speak have to dial Adigo, but when they dial Adigo, they can only still hear the raw audio. So that means that the remote participants can't hear interpretation. And while ICANN does set up separate audio streams that, you know, one could listen to without going into Adobe Connect, the streams are delayed often by 30 to 40 seconds. So if you're trying to do an interactive, trying to speak at Adigo, trying to hear the interpretation through the different audio streams, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be very hard to do. And it's I just thought after doing this for two consecutive face-to-face meetings, I have to say somebody had to be really, really, really motivated to try to just participate remotely at an ICANN face-to-face meeting. And this is what I'm speaking of is for the at-large sessions. I'm not really talking so much about the remote hubs for public forums and welcome ceremony and so forth. I think that's handled quite well, and given the amount of effort ICANN puts into the remote hubs for the public forum. But it's the remote participation for the individual at-large meetings, or at-large sessions, I should say, that happens at the ICANN face-to-face meeting. So how do we suggest we approach or tackle this? And perhaps I could turn to staff to see just perhaps have, if they have any idea of how they want to test this or how they want to try to resolve this in order to come up with a solution or workaround. Okay, well, this is Dave. But I know that Josh Balch is probably very experienced with regards to the ICANN face-to-face meetings in terms of the audio setup. And I believe he was one of the key persons that helped do the technology write-up for Marrakesh. So let's just have an action item to correspond with Josh Balch and perhaps with Mark as well, to just to see if we can, how we could look to resolve these issues. Okay. All right. And Mark has said that he can follow up with Josh today on that. Okay. All right. I think those are the key other issues. The other two issues were resolved already, regarding problems with Yahoo, persons with Yahoo email addresses getting bounced from mouse messages from at-large mailing lists. That's been resolved. any other comments, any other technology issues that the TTF wishes to raise as a possible technology issue that you are facing in your either your in your relu or at large activities? Floor is open for any comments or questions or observations.
Mm-hmm.
Going once, going twice. Okay. Well, just as I mentioned, you know, please also, you know, for the TTF members, do note any technology issues that persons that may mention on the relo calls, and then we can bring it up on this wiki page, and then, you know, try to come up with either solutions or workarounds, you know, that we can then raise with staff, and as I say, it helps make using technology in your at-large activities much easier and less stressful. Okay. All right. Seeing no further comments or questions, let's just go now quickly to the Atlas II implementation. And these are the various items assigned to the Technology Task Force as per the Atlas II recommendations. So it's a long list, so let's go through each of them. And please also note, please also raise any issues or comments if you have any ideas or suggestions for these Atlas II items. So let's begin. Recommendation 10, evolution of language services must adopt further extension of live scribing for all meetings and extend the interpretation and translated processes and make translation available in a timely manner. We have noted that a lot of progress has been made on this. ICANN Language Services provides formal transcripts within 5 working days. There's also a captioning pilot ongoing right now that has been extended for FY17. And I believe the FY17 pilot will try to also do captioning in other languages other than English that was done in FY16. So I think there's been some really great progress made on this recommendation 10. I'm almost tempted to think, well, should we mark this as complete, given that we have made so much progress on this? Olivier, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Thanks, David, for that. Except I'm not speaking. I was going to ask that question. The question you asked, and I don't have an answer, because you asked the question, but I was supposed to ask the question. No, I agree with you. It's been really great to see the captioning going on, and I note that we've now got another green light in the next budget for further captioning. I really think that this is going in such a way that we certainly can put this as being completed. I mean, obviously, we'll never have enough calls that are captioned, but at least we've started the ball rolling, and that's in direct response to what was said on the during the Atlas II. And you know, at some point we need to say that's done. So I would recommend that we say that this one, laying out what are the processes that are on the way right now, that this process is complete. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Olivia. I think I would also agree with you. And I think Language Services has also made interpretation available on other relo calls in terms of, for Lakralo at least, we now have French and Portuguese, actually, which is, so we have English, Spanish, Portuguese, and French on our monthly relo calls. And I believe Noralo was planning to have a French interpretation on their calls. So I think Language Services is responsive to requests for interpretation and language translation and so forth. So I think, yes, let's mark this as complete. Any comments or questions or observations?
I've got my hand up again. Just to add also, Russian was also added as well. So it really is, and in some places we also have Chinese interpretation. I think the language services department has gone to amazing lengths since the Atlas 2. It was already improving during the summit by providing more and more languages. It's really surpassed itself now, and we are seeing this as being really a core part of the ICANN budget. I think whatever was being said and asked at the time, a lot of it has now been granted. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that, Olivia. This is Dave. And I wasn't aware that even AP Rallo has an interpretation and so forth. So, indeed, the language services team do deserve congratulations, as Carlton says in the chat. Okay, so recommendation 10. We've marked this as completed. Recommendation 11. ICANN must implement a range of services to facilitate access according to various criteria and user needs. We have marked this as completed. Because it actually follows very closely with recommendation 10. So again, language services, providing interpretation, we're doing the captioning. We also looked at ways that that ICANN could actually use to make their videos subtitle their videos, so that the videos are captioned properly and so forth. So I think those things are completed. I was just looking through the notes here. Okay, I think those are completed. But anybody wants to raise any comments or questions on recommendation 11? One thing, this is Dave again. One thing I probably do need to double check was whether does ICANN subtitle its videos that it puts on the ICANN YouTube website and so forth? Because I don't know if Mark, you would have an answer for that, because I'm not sure if that falls in your department or not.
This is Ariel.
Ariel, go ahead.
Thank you. I just have a quick comment about the transcription of a video. In fact, we can ask language service to provide. And we actually did that for some of the videos that we interviewed at large members in Singapore in ICANN 52, and those videos provided transcription and subtitles, and that was provided by language services as well. And it's just a simple request, and it may take a little bit longer than the usual kind of request, but it can be done. That's my quick comment.
Okay, so this is, thanks, Ariel. I see Olivia has a hand raised. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Catan-Leblanc speaking. I was just going to point out in the action items that on the 19th of October, it says at large staff to ask Chris Gift's team regarding implementation of this recommendation. I don't see an answer on that, so perhaps that needs to be follow-up.
Okay, yes. This is Dave, yes, and that's why I was looking to it, and I realized I don't think that response was ever received. So perhaps you could just make note that action item for recommendation 11, just to close it off, because it looks like, as Ariel says, it is happening, but I guess we just need to have that response on file from at-large staff, just so we could confirm that this is indeed happening, the subtitling or captioning of ICANN videos that are posted on the ICANN's YouTube channel is being done as a standard or on request in other languages and so forth. All right? Okay, Olivier, is that another hand or another follow-up?
No, that's an old hand.
Okay. All right, so let's scroll down now to the next recommendation, which is recommendation 17, which is ICANN needs to be sensitive to the fact that social media are blocked in certain countries and in conjunction with technical bodies promote credible alternatives. This is in progress, and I mean, we have looked at various tools, one of them being Slack, which is a group chat application. Oh, I'm sorry, Karina, I saw your hand raised. My apologies, I didn't see it in the participants. Go ahead.
No, I'm. Thank you, Dave. This is Karina. Just on the last topic on recommendation 11, as you know, I report to Laura and I work with Chris, so I can follow up with our team on that item.
Okay. Very well. Thanks for that, Karina. And I'm sorry for missing your hand earlier. Right. Okay. Thanks. Thanks again. All right. So going back to the recommendation 17, I can need to be sensitive that social media is blocked and recommend credible alternatives. I mean, I think one answer would be so that ICANN implements its own chat service, and Slack is one of them. And the reason why I'll say Slack is because there are integrations that allow the things such as Twitter, for example, to be integrated with Slack. So that what happens is whenever a post goes out on Twitter, the tweet comes into a Slack channel. And I've used this for my ALS, and it works quite well. So really, I think that's one of a very easy workaround. Persons can subscribe to an at-large Slack group channel and get the tweet updates that way. So that's to me is the easiest way for persons to get social media updates. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking for the transcript. And I was going to suggest that perhaps we should document this, how to do it, how to put an ICANN channel onto Slack. That would be helpful. And then we can release this information.
Okay. Thanks. This is Dave. Well, indeed. Actually, we probably should also make prominent our at-large Slack group and actually install the Twitter update and show how it works and then provide a methodology to all the at-large members to get social media updates that way. So maybe we could make that an action item. I could work with Ariel on that to install the Twitter extension. I should say the Twitter integration with Slack and document.
Yes, all right.
Any other comments on this recommendation 17? Sorry, go ahead, Ariel.
Thanks, Dave. Responding to other social media platforms that ICANN has been using, ICANN has WeChat and Sina Weibo and also a Youku channel to reach people in China who cannot access Facebook, Twitter, and other mainstream social media channels. So I think that partially satisfies this recommendation.
Okay. But please do note that. I assume there's some link somewhere that you can provide to those social media tools. Okay. And then, yes, I think then once we have done this, I think we could perhaps mark that as complete once we've documented it, how we could use Slack to capture social media updates. Okay. Any other comments or questions, observations on this recommendation? Okay. All right. Let's move ahead now to recommendation 19, The recommendation 19 is eliminate barriers to participation and engagement with ICANN processes and practices. Quite a wide-ranging recommendation when you think about it. But again, I think we've made progress on this. We're working on making recordings much more accessible by making them available in MP4 format, as we discussed earlier in the technology issues page. So we've made progress in that regard. Eliminate barriers to engagement. This probably is not so much a technology task force side of things. So I think that's more outreach and engagement issue regarding engagement. But in terms of the technology, I'm trying to think of the various technology issues. We have now updated our at-large website, which is, you know, much huge leaps and bounds better than our old at-large website. So we have made progress in that regard too. So, all right, I see a hand from Heidi. Heidi, please go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to add that there are other issues that we've made progress on this action, this recommendation, and that includes the captioning. That includes additional interpretation, as you mentioned earlier. It includes the ongoing work, which we think will speed up now on the mailing list for Lacrallo, which is the English-Spanish list, and potentially future ones. So I think, you know, there's significant progress on this one. Thank you.
Indeed. Indeed. So, yes, so the captioning is ongoing captioning, languages services, providing interpretation on relo calls, and the Lacrallo mailing list, you know, progress being made on that too as well. So I think those technology barriers are, well, in terms of captioning and Lacrallo mailing list, those are indeed progress that's been made on that. Any other thoughts, comments, observations? All right. Okay, seeing none. All right, I think we can now then move on to the next. Yeah, let's move on to the next recommendation. And that's recommendation 26. Okay, and this is the current policy management processes within ICANN are insufficient, and ICANN needs to implement a policy management process system available for use across the AEC's SOs to enhance knowledge management, improve effectiveness of volunteer communities, policy development metrics, improve policy-specific activities across community-wise, facilitate multilingual engagement, provide policy development history as an aid for newcomers. A very simple recommendation. So, well, we have made, I think, some progress, and I've identified one tool that perhaps could be used, and this is a tool called XO Platform. And I have to find that link for that tool. But essentially, XO Platform is a tool that allows for, it's a collaboration platform tool which is open source, or at least built on open source technologies, at least. So it's, and I posted the link there, and there is I think there's also a 2-minute video, which I can then post as well. And I'll just share that link. And if you watch that 2-minute video, it does seem to have a lot of things it allows for profiles. It allows for like channels for people of a particular interest to be grouped together. And in the profile list, I imagine people can identify what interests they are and therefore could be searched. So I think it's actually something that I think quite worthwhile, I think, to investigate further. Olivier, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Crepin-Abedon speaking. And I agree with you on the XO platform. That definitely needs to be investigated further. On the wiki page itself, it's under Input from Technology Task Force, it does mention the new at-large website redesign. but it links to a temporary link, which was when the mock-up of the website was up. Maybe we can change this this bullet point by just saying that the new at-large website redesign is out there on atlarge.icann.org.
Yeah.
This recommendation, I think, is not finished yet. As you said, it's very simple, but we have the ability to make it longer. So the policy management process system, definitely investigate EXO platform. What we could do as well, and I know I have committed to this, but I am far from reaching that point yet, is to put together a blueprint of what we would want out of a platform like this. The blueprint being exactly a bit of a mock-up design of what features we'd like to see in systems such as that one. We have the basic lines, enhanced knowledge management. We have the goals. We don't have the details.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. And, this is Dave. I mean, in theory, you know, the wiki is perhaps could be used for knowledge management, but the problem is, the wiki is can be quite challenging for anyone unfamiliar with the wiki to find the information they're looking for. To put it mildly. I know that, and I think Carlton is also alluding to it, just to read what Carlton said in the chat, was that on the call for the subsequent procedures working group, what is needed is a competent librarian to do the curating. And there was a call on the subsequent procedures working group for output for all communities on the new GTLD process. So, I do recall. Well, perhaps staff can give an update on this. I do recall that there was plans to have some sort of librarian being hired or being put on board to actually look at how the wiki is being organized in terms of document management and so forth. Has that been done, or was that perhaps? I don't know if anyone from staff can answer that question.
Dave, this is Ariel Liang.
Sure.
For the record, I have a quick comment. Maybe Karina can add to it. We do know there's a librarian just came on board with ICANN in close to Marrakesh, and I think he will be tasked looking into issues like this. And also, I think there's some collaboration between the librarian with the Birch team. So, Karina or Butch, do you have anything to add to this?
Hi, Ariel, it's Butch. I don't. We've so far only been working with the librarian on a taxonomy and search strategy for future sites or sites that are going to be updated.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that, Mark and Ariel. Then perhaps this can also be noted as some progress towards it, in that ICANN has hired a librarian that is going to be looking at these processes with a look to optimizing them. So that, I think that should be noted. So my question is regarding the EXO platform. And I guess I have to throw this out to Mark. How can we have this installed to test the way this EXO, as I understand it, and perhaps you have to review the website site itself. It's an open source platform, but I believe it would require resources to install it. So, is it possible to make a request? Formally to say, let's test, can you please create a temporary server, whatever, a temporary account, purchase for 1 month, you rental or whatever, to begin testing this or to have a first look at this? How do you think that could work?
Hi, this is Mark. Let me check with our operations team to see if there's any kind of precedent to this, so I can make sure I'm following any kind of process that they may have. So I'll take that item. I can follow up directly with you, Deb, if that works.
Yes, I think so. I imagine there must be some sort of trial version that the persons can install, and they have different hosting plans and so on. So yes, let's indeed follow up, because I think we would like to see some, just to try out this tool and see how it works. So I think, and once you make that available, then we can really go into it and start testing it and kick the tires and so forth on it. All right. Any other comments on recommendation 26? Okay. All right. All right, let's move ahead on to the next agenda, the next recommendation, sorry, which is recommendation 29. The ELAC should implement an automated system for tracking topics of interest currently being discussed among the various VLOs and accessible by everyone. Okay, well, some progress, but perhaps not as much progress as I would like. We worked on a template on the Confluence for the Secretariat report, the idea being that we can by having a customized standard form of VLO reporting, those topics or bullet points can be written by the VLO's secretariats or chairs, and then we can then syndicate that information much more easily. I haven't really received comments, and the screencast was posted on the wiki on this, so that's been done, but I don't think I've gotten any feedback as to is that what VLO secretariats want, or should there be changes and so forth. The template on Confluence, basically, uses the features of Confluence to create a page template, and so they fill out the form, and then the wiki page is created with the data that is inputted from the form. That's in essence what is done. I can't share it publicly because I've done it in MySpace, and obviously it would need admin access to make it more widely available. And I think the at-large website redesign, the idea is also in place to try to capture the VLO updates and so forth. Perhaps Ariel, is there anything to mention in terms of the news section of the at-large website?
And since it's Ariel, and for the record, I think we reviewed this in the social media working group call, and there is certain capability for curating public comments in certain topics, and then we have pages that automatically pull these public comments into one place, and also the page has news update on this particular topic for people who are interested to follow. But I think, as Olivia commented in the previous social media call, it's not sufficient yet. So I think this should still be in progress.
Okay. All right. I think indeed. Let's see. All right. Any other comments or questions on this then? Okay, let's go again to recommendation 31. ICANN and the ELAC should investigate the use of simple tools and methods to facilitate participation in public comments and the use of crowdsourcing. We have noted several tools that probably do need to be tested. I know liquid feedback was one of them. And we haven't had a chance to put that to the test. As it's also an open source tool and therefore requires, resources to have a server set up and so forth. I've also noted, in theory, Slack could also be used for it, because what could happen is that if it's a particular issue, a policy issue, a public comment on, say, IDNs, the persons that are subscribed to, say, the IDN channel could therefore take part in it. But I think that's more of a chat discussion. I don't know if that's enough. So any thoughts or comments on this? We've tested Lumio. We found it, you know, not really helpful. I mean, it's the Lumio tool allowed for, you know, it does allow for, like, people to give inputs on particular policies and people to vote on it and so forth. But we really didn't think it didn't really offer anything much than, say, what is really available on the wiki, on Confluence Wiki, where people post comments and upvote comments in the Confluence Wiki. Jimmy?
Hi, this is Jimmy Schultz, for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Perfect. For discussing tools like liquid feedback or Adhocracy or other tools, I've just found a new tool which I really like. I'll give you the link right here, which is Kialo.com, and it's very nice organized. It's much better than Trello and all the other things I've seen. It's especially in a discussion with various arguments, one of the best tools to see how the discussion goes on and to, well, later on, for even people joining a discussion later on, to see how arguments were pro and con, and it's very nice. I really like that, and I use that quite a lot right now. It's not open source, but it's, as far as I recognize, it might be free of use for organizations like ICANN, and especially at large.
Okay.
So maybe we should have a look at it. I can organize that you get an account. It's still early stage. I talked to the CEO of the company. I think it's still very early stage. But it's really worth a look at.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. This is Dave. I think, well, this does. Well, I'm grateful for the suggestion. I hope it's been noted, and right, it's been noted. So, I would say, Jimmy, let's see if it's possible to then look at see how this could be tested, because I say it's sort of like a closed beta right now. Maybe what could happen on the next call, maybe you could just share your screen and show us what it looks like. Do you think that could be possible on the next call?
Yes. Well, what I can do is, because I know one of the programmers quite well, that I organize him to show us the whole thing, if you want to.
This is Dave. I think that will be a good idea. I think that would be even better, yeah. So.
Okay, great. I'll offer it.
Okay, great. And then we can, you know, do a tool, and if you have to have a special purpose call, you know, we can do that. Yeah, excellent.
Fantastic.
All right. Any comments regarding the tools like liquid feedback and so forth? I know, Jimmy, you had some comments regarding that tool.
Okay, here's Jimmy Schultz again. I know liquid feedback quite well, and I've tested liquid feedback and Adhocracy, which is a fork of the whole thing. I like them. They're very, very powerful, but I think that they are using them still quite complicated, and that's one of their problems. It's, you have to, well, really read through the documents, and it's a very extremely powerful and a lot of features, even more features than you will ever use, and that's the problem. That's why I'm quite frustrated. Well, we have been using Adhocracy, or we've been testing it for one year. Which one are we going to choose, Liquid Feedback or Adhocracy, which is just a fork of Liquid Feedback, and we decided to take Adhocracy, but then, implemented it for another year, and, well, we hadn't had that and used it for around about 2 years within the Deutsche Bundestag, the German Parliament, and it was, we had around about 3,600 registered users, but only, less than 100 were using it actively, because it is quite complicated to use and even to administer. So we had to hire a company with well a lot of people working on it to get it to work like we wanted it. Might be not as bad as it used to be 2 or 3 years ago, but I still think that it's well quite sophisticated to use, both of them.
Okay.
But we'll give it a try. Well, it depends on what we want to do. Would we want to have discussions which are transparent and come to an end with a compromise or a majority vote? I would suggest that let's give Kialo maybe a chance, which is much more, well, in my experience, easier to use than the tools we've been discussing before.
Okay. Well, this is Dave. Thanks, Damien, on this. Well, I mean, I have not really had a direct experience with using Liquid Feedback or Adhocracy, which I have to admit I didn't even hear about, and I just only found the site, and I posted the link there in the chat for it, so it could also be captured. So I think we can let's look at what's the tool again? Kialo. I think let's take a first step and take a look at that and have a first call on that. I guess I'm trying to see how we can make progress on this recommendation, because it was specifically those tools that were mentioned. Perhaps what I can do is also look at, see if there's any resources on YouTube and so forth. Maybe there's videos of Liquid Feedback in action. I could really study that. And maybe by looking at that, we could, perhaps not have to go through the trials and testing, which you see can be quite a challenge. Okay. And it's a good question from Carlton, whether Kialo multilingual, and Jimmy will find out. And that's obviously a very good question to ask if, we have to call with the developer. All right, we are going to the top of the hour here, so let's see. What was there any other recommendations? Let me scroll down after 31. 39, very quick one. ICANN should encourage open data best practices that foster reuse of the information by any third party. This has been put on hold pending an external process. I know that Chris Giff gave an update at sometime last year on this, and that ICANN is indeed looking at adopting open data best practices. I don't know if anyone from staff has an idea of, can do a quick update on this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone from staff can do a quick update on this, or not really? Okay, well, seeing no hands raised, we could just leave that on hold pending external, on hold at least on this. All right, any other comments or business, any other comments, questions, observations, concerns? Anything that the TTF should be doing or going once? Okay, seeing no hands raised, one thing I do want to ask, and I'll try to send out a mail later on this week, is regarding the testing of conferencing solutions. I know there's some interest, and we do have a preliminary report started, but I need help to really help finish that off. So I'm really looking for members of the TTF to help me with that, and also to perhaps take the lead in testing some of these other conferencing solutions. Creating the test account, perhaps inviting a small subgroup to the call. We could take screenshots and then write up a report on the wiki. So that's something I really would like to do. And I just, like I said, I'm just swamped. I need somebody else from the TTF to help take the lead on that. All right. Seeing no other further comments or questions, I'd like to thank everyone for the call. Very, very informative. And thanks to everyone. And this call is now adjourned. Thank you, and see you all online. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a lovely rest of your day.